The Professional Casual Network has gear. If you're looking to get some sweet merch from Beards, Ears, and Skulls, Grim Podcast, A Perilous Adventure, Arachne, and Infinity Podcast, or a whole lot more, you can check out streamlabs.com/professionalcasualnetwork1/merch. Also, don't go to Built Bar anymore. They're not a sponsor, and they're dead to us, so head over to monumenthobbies.com and use code PROFESSIONALCASUAL at checkout for 5% off every single order you possibly, you know, like, order. For, like, paints and board games and stuff. Right? Thanks!
Salutations! This is Brennan, Nimble Mind, from the Lost Omens podcast. The podcast you're about to listen to is part of the Professional Casual Network. For more podcasts like this, visit professionalcasual.com.
The 264, something that rhymes with four.
Let's take a detour.
Got it.
That body is from an Ungor.
Hey, that was pretty good.
That's a callback.
How are you doing?
That's so couture.
Not bad, Ben. How are you doing?
Thanks. Good.
Let's go to the
shore. No.
I was just there.
No, thank you. Oh, yeah, not too long ago.
For Airbnb on the beach. It was nice.
Wait, what?
That's awesome.
Yeah.
New Jersey.
Yeah.
Why am I?
For the thing he did.
Is it on the Jersey Shore? Matawan.
Right.
Yeah.
And Dagna and cider drinker.
My brain
has
been doing a lot of just stopping today where I'm just like, what?
Melted Sparky.
I was trying to explain to Danny earlier what.
Laserface.
Did you say Melted Sparky?
Random Joe.
Our real estate agent was telling me about potentially getting a credit from the seller, and then I couldn't remember how to explain it.
Oh, nice.
And I was like, oh, we'll talk to her about it again. I don't know.
That's true.
But yes, to yes and Ben here, thank you everybody that's gone over to patreon.com/professionalcasual and has signed up at any tier to help support the network, get shows a week early, get exclusive shows like the whole of Settling the Southlands, all, I believe it was 75 episodes, as well as a bunch of other things that we've done, like one shot.
Name three.
Well, we're talking about earlier about Tarnbreaker's Trail, a bunch of different one-shots and short adventures we did for Pathfinder 2nd Edition, as long as the longer Slithering deluxe adventure that the finale might go up on there eventually.
I should get around to that.
As well as the our homebrew campaign, Settling the Southlands for Warhammer Fantasy Roleplay, and the current Doomstones converted to 4th edition campaign, Valley of the Doomed, featuring one of the new fan favorite characters, Cedric Von Ponce.
Who's that?
Shaper's character who has made it his life's mission to find the perfect place to establish a stadium to play this sport he created called Blood Bowl.
Great.
Yes.
It's so good because Shaper loves Blood Bowl. So he was like, I'm going to bring this into your game no matter what you say. And I was like, okay. And then he did it like immediately. And I was like, I can work with this. All right.
Yeah, it's really well done.
So I was just reading through the spells that
are basic.
Those grimoires that I got.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Read the last line of Destroy Lesser Demon.
Destroy Lesser Demon. In turn, you may increase. What? In turn, you may increase one of your characteristics by +10 for the duration as you siphon profane energies. So you suck the power out of a demon to destroy it and gain it for yourself.
Once again, the Anderson sister is like.
But for a little while, yeah, you can just like be stronger or tougher or smarter or more willful. That's actually really cool.
It just does straight up damage to them, ignoring toughness bonus and armor. They lose wounds.
I kind of hope you ever come across demons again.
I'm going to start detecting every night before I go to sleep just in case.
Might be demons under your bunk bed.
Yeah, it could be.
You never know unless you detect them.
Right. I mean, we've been fighting a demon recently.
The demon dog. You did. I forgot. There you go. You could have destroyed it, but you didn't have the grimoire yet. Mm-hmm. It was just in the other room.
I should have sucked him off and raised my characteristics. That's not what I meant.
Isn't it?
You said it on purpose, though.
Yeah.
What characteristic would you raise if you destroyed a demon with that spell while willpower. In battle? Okay.
Because all my spells are like willpower bonus damage, willpower bonus yards, willpower bonus round.
I'd like to throw this into the future.
Future?
I would like the GM to choose what would be the most appropriate trait to boost given the propensity of the demon in question.
Oh, I like that. So, like, if it's a bloodletter, you would get strength. If it was a plague bearer, you'd get toughness. If it was a demonette, you'd get initiative. And if it was a, like, pink horror, you would get a roll of die and see which one you get.
So, nothing beneficial to me. What about That's fellowship? Right. Then I can maybe pass finger guns and moonwalk away.
Oh, there you go. Maybe you could get fellowship
if you sucked off mud. Then you would be able to get fellowship.
Or depression.
Or the feeling of isolation, yeah. Even when surrounded by friends.
Employees.
Because he doesn't trust anyone.
Immediately you got back into character with him.
No one's allowed to leave me ever was like my favorite line.
That was so good. Yeah, that show was very much... group therapy for all five of us playing Pathfinder and realizing things about ourselves and others and dog puppets.
Good
old Cubby.
He's back here somewhere. There he is.
Right there.
Aw, Cubby.
Missed that Cubberton. Guy.
Ben was doing it too.
Yeah, everybody's shaking their chair like it's their tail.
Hey, Mud. How you doing?
Don't tease me with the voice. Miss it so much. Okay, so where we leave off, we
found an arrowhead from a crossbow.
With Fletcher.
Yes. With a Fletcher's mark.
With a Fletcher's mark.
Right. So there's like a little symbol engraved into the bolt head. The rest of it had been clearly broken off at some point, but whoever cleaned this body didn't get the arrowhead out.
Would you describe this Fletcher's mark for me, please?
I gotta scroll back up to that page.
It's like he didn't think I was gonna ask about it.
Give me an average perception test.
Average? That's 6 success levels.
Wow. Okay, so to you it looks like a stylized EF. Kind of like made into like sort of like a logo.
May I make an
equine fetish?
Oh my gosh, this is from the horse babies.
Zach reptiles. Oh yeah, we got a bunch of the one-shot bigger adventures of WFRP on there.
Oh
like
boy.
Every, Beast of Blood. They're also on YouTube.
But. Every level of the Patreon just got access to Insane in the Membrane 2.
Oh yeah, a couple nice. More one wow. Pathfinder one-shots.
May nice. I make an intuition to try to piece together what EF might be?
Sure.
Do you want to make that easy?
No.
Okay, then I didn't pass. I got -3.
I'll make an intuition check about it. 4 success levels.
You figure it's probably like the initials of the Fletcher, the person making these crossbow bolts.
Who do we know with the initials EF that is a hunter? Elmer Fudd.
How seriously you say that? Oh, Ben's giving you the golf clap.
That one got me. Oh, that one got me good.
Oh, goodness gracious me.
I wonder if that's on purpose.
Okay, so...
It's so good. Elmer Fudd.
We could go to...
I'm hunting Wetman.
Different... Wetchers, I guess?
I'm sorry I interrupted you, but...
No, it's okay. That was funny. That was very funny. You're hunting Wetman. Do we go... Where do they make... crossbow?
Probably like an archer's guild or something.
Or like a Fletcher's guild?
Well, she said that she procured the carcasses from local hunters, right?
Yeah.
But knowing who shot them isn't going to do us any good.
Well, why don't we ask her? Are these the, you know,
You're talking like you're talking like Porky Pig now.
The hunters that brought these in, would this be their fletching? Is this how the ones that you died to confirm that the heads are the same?
Probably, yeah, I would assume.
And who were they?
Carl Gaius, who was it that brought the Skaven bodies in? And Gaius is a big dude, saying they're both wearing like kind of like cloaks over there. They also had white aprons on. And Gaius just kind of slowly turns to look at Carl. And Carl's like, oh, yeah, there's this guy, EF. That sounds kind of familiar, I think. Let's see. That's not me or Gaius or Eunice. You're halfway there, Eunice Haish, but that's not an F. Let's see. It could be, I don't know any hunters personally, but if there's like a, you know, a symbol on the arrowhead, you probably figure out where that came from, I guess. Who made it, maybe? Who they sold it to?
We already know that a hunter killed the Skaven. That's not really the question here. That doesn't do us any good, does it?
Oh, I mean, I don't know if it really does us any good, but it's just kind of what you were asking me about. But
no, we're asking who sold you the corpse.
Yeah.
And then you were trying to guess hunters and who made an arrow.
Oh, right. Isn't that what you wanted to know? You said
something. Intuition check on this mofo. Is he stalling? Is he stalling me right now? It's two unless he finds me attractive. And then it's still two.
It's still two?
Yeah.
Because it's not charm?
Correct.
Oh, wait. Yeah, they were hunter, but they were found in the city. They were brought to us by... we've got some connections with the Watch. These were some Skaven, I guess, that were killed in the city here. And then people wanted to keep it hush hush. So, you know, they were pretty expensive for us to buy off of them for gold pieces. Kind of a lot. That's a lot more than me and guys get paid like in a week. But that's not here nor there.
This guy high?
Sorry?
This guy high?
No.
What do you like to be?
What do you like to be?
All right. So it seems like by following up with who made the arrow just puts us further off the track of who swapped these bodies. It's
completely irrelevant. Yeah. Why are we still asking about it?
No one has asked about it at all.
No, you asked me.
No, I didn't ask that.
who can out high voice the other here?
Doctor, would you say... would you say if we were to procure new specimens for you, would you be able to redo your exhibit?
I would love to. I don't know. I think it'd be difficult to get any kind of support from peers of the public at this point. Whatever wizard did this is clearly has it out for me.
You think a wizard did it?
You keep saying wizard, but wizards are stupid and they don't do any good.
Well, I can't think of any other way it could have been switched other than magic. It was moments.
I also think it was probably magic. But have you run afoul of any wizard before?
Not that I know of. Although, between us, I think these rat men will do anything to keep the public from knowing that they exist.
Oh, yes, 100%. Completely.
Well, not these ones. These ones are dead.
Well, they would have if they were still alive.
They won't do much of anything at this point.
If they weren't shot in the head by that crossbow, I'm sure they would do anything they could. Or maybe were in the process of it. They understand that they were found inside an inn in the city. Terrifying.
Yeah, they were. We killed a bunch in an inn. Wait.
Okay, hang on. So let's see here. You got the bodies from someone in the city.
Yes.
If this wizard, air quotes wizard,
demon,
happened to want to cover it up and they knew that you got the bodies, it would make it easy to do a switcheroo. So maybe figuring out who gave you the bodies actually isn't a dead end.
Potentially.
If the sellers are connected to a wizard in some way, that might be an angle.
Indeed.
But it doesn't seem like you can redo your exhibition. It seems like we need to bring the culprit to the surface to give you to clear your name in this manner.
Yes, that would I would very much appreciate this.
Maybe it was all foreshadowed from the start. The initials on the arrow. Exhibition failed.
I don't think anybody would put something like that on an arrowhead.
You'd be doing me a favor if you ignored him when he did that thing with his mouth.
Very good. Yes.
Thank you. All right. So.
Sorry, ma'am. If it's okay with you, I think that Gaius and I will be we can dispose of these bodies for you. And I think we're going to be heading home for the day unless you have anything else for us. That way we'll save you a couple pennies. You don't have to pay us for the whole day. we'll just take care of that for you, so you don't have to worry about those bodies. You don't have to see them anymore, because I'm sure it makes you upset just seeing them, if nothing else. But we can dump them down in the river, or we can take them over to the Cliff of Sighs if you want, and just woo down the side. Which, have you been over there lately? I feel like the Carrionists have not been doing their job. Things are really piling up. You could almost smell it up here on the Falschlag. It's crazy.
Are they always like this?
Eunice is like, Carl likes to talk, yes.
Oh.
He's like, oh, yeah, people tell me that all the time. They're like, oh, you're talking too much. And I'm just saying, well, I'm just trying to make conversation. I don't see anything wrong with that. It's just, you're doing my job. But if you don't need me to do your job today.
Like I'm staring in a mirror. I feel your pain, Eunice.
And Eunice just kind of slowly nods to him. And he's like, okay, so do you want us in the river? Or that she's like, yes, the river is fine. And he's like, all right. And they start wheeling the tables over to the trap door to dump the bodies.
Whoa, that's active. That's an active crime scene or something.
Oh, so you don't want me to dump them? Do you want to just leave them here? They're going to start getting gross and nasty.
No, they're not going to start getting gross and nasty. They've been taxidermied.
Well, apparently not the bodies. I don't know about this stuff too much. I learned a little bit from working with you.
We'll dunkaroo them ourselves when we're done. Promise.
Oh, well, as long as you don't make Miss Eunice do that, that's not her job. And she's like, no, it's fine. They're being quite helpful right now.
Bye, Carl. Have a good rest of your day.
Oh, you too.
Go away.
Well, we'll see you maybe again. I don't know. We're going to.
Gosh, I hope not.
Okay. Guys, come on. Let's go. Guys just goes,
Ooh. Yuck.
Yuck.
Do we go report this back? Or do we follow this some other direction?
I think we should continue for a while. You know, there's not much. I'm sure that the word of the failing will get back.
Yeah.
You say you don't know any wizard types. What about that guy who was naysaying at the front?
Oh, yes. Constanthorn on my side.
Constanthorn.
So this Constanthorn, does he have a first name? Like Justin?
Justin Constanthorn?
Yeah. Is he a wizard?
JC.
Oh, yes, that's Dr. Lindworm, who's been trying to discredit me for years now.
You specifically, or anyone trying to prove the Skaven stuff?
I'm the only one here trying to prove that.
Ah.
So just me. Everybody make an average intuition test, says Dr. Lindworm.
I got a 10 cat.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah, that's going to
be. I didn't. I did very poorly.
7 success levels.
4 success levels.
So Webby doesn't make this connection because he doesn't care about people's names and things.
Because he's dumb and ugly.
Wow, that's incredibly rude.
I'm just glad he learned from my example.
So Lucky and Mina are both like, wait a minute, Lindworm. That's the name of the guy that published that paper saying cats were spreading that disease and cats should be killed.
Oh, yeah, that guy probably needs to die. It's probably a big part of this whole thing.
Hang on. Let's walk us through this. So, posed this exhibition with because you're a big exhibitionist, ma'am, and you wanted to show these rat-headed fellas to the whole world. So opposed that, and opposed and tried to get rid of cats.
Yeah.
Who presumably feed on rats.
Oh, so yes. He did publish that paper about that cat scratch fever, some nonsense. Mm-hmm. Thought it was poppycock at the time.
Yeah, but didn't have caramel.
I think it might be Poppy Truth.
Excuse me?
Or at least leading. No, it leads to Poppy Truth because we now think that there's two instances of him opposing things that would undermine rat-headed beastmen if they indeed are, if they indeed do exist.
Bruno said it himself, two strikes, you're dead. So this person obviously is, you know, probably part of the Purple Hand.
I don't know who this Bruno guy is, but he sounds like he's right on the money here.
And yeah, if he was the guy behind the cat thing and now he's doing this, like, this guy's bad stuff. He's mm-hmm. definitely super engaged. He's a bad guy. He has no redeeming features whatsoever and should probably be murdered to death.
Wow, that's a lot of murdering.
No, say just no
one.
More.
Just one. Just one murder.
One and done.
One and done.
Simple.
Yeah.
Easy.
I actually probably torturing him first to get more information out of him.
His name is Dr. Lanzaro Lindworm.
You know, alliteration is evil.
Great first name, mm-hmm. Lanzaro.
You don't happen to know where his grave, I mean, office is, do you?
Of course I do. It's here in the theologic, the Collegium.
Perfect. And it are the walls, does sound carry well in them?
Excuse me?
Is it echoey? Or how is it
in an office? No, the building's very
well
built.
If you were to suddenly scream sturdy. Or something, would others hear about it?
Now, I don't want to be accessory to any kind of violence. Well,
I'm just we're curious. The police.
This is just,
technically,
yeah,
no, so it's just lawful.
Police? You're a doctor, and you're...
A doctor.
And you're a...
Doctor's friend.
I'm the grass champion.
What? Who are you?
Oh, wait, use your paper. Use your fancy paper. Oh,
here, look. Here's my paper.
Oh, you are? Okay, so you're working for the watch commander.
Yeah.
Oh, so I was... My intuition is usually spot on with these kinds of things. I thought you had an air of authority about you.
Mm-hmm. That's mm-hmm. true.
Yeah. Yes, getting Dr. Lindworm out of my hair would be great, but I'm not... saying that you should go kill the man, of course.
Ask him some questions.
Whoa. Nobody said that we were totally going to kill him. We just wanted to know where to find him and or to isolate him.
From life.
Yeah.
In Minecraft.
Yeah, you got the basics of it now.
So yeah, you can point us in the right direction?
Yes. His office is, I believe it is room 384 on the third floor.
And
upstairs.
Oh, all right.
In the Collegium.
Got it.
The building you're in right now.
Right now.
You're in the building currently. Yes.
The building has a river in it.
Below.
Oh.
So, it seems to me that simply confronting him is not going to do what we need. We need hard evidence.
Complicatedly confront.
I think we need to get into his office and find some hard evidence that he is working on the side of the Beastmen, and that will clear this doctor's name, and will also make him look like a dumb idiot.
And also, Eunice, like, not for nothing, but like, if you ever need to get more Skaven, we literally run into them. All the time.
Yes.
Yeah.
Seriously.
A lot of the time, we can get you them, like, pre-dissected.
Too. The ones that were in the inn were ones that we killed. Killed a bunch in the sewers.
You've
killed
spent
a bunch in
time
the mountains.
Around these monstrosities.
Honestly, I'm surprised we haven't been making bank this whole time.
Yeah, I had no idea we could have been getting paid for that.
Yes, I will gladly take donations of Skaven bodies. And I must commend you on your bravery in fighting these terrible creatures.
Yeah,
acknowledging that they exist, even.
Dr. Webby, like, blew up 7 of them, like, 12 hours ago.
Yeah, it was not that long ago.
Blew them up?
I only got 6. Yeah. I only injured the last one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Another time, we must discuss this in detail. I'm fascinated to know more of what you know.
Yeah, have you ever seen one with horns?
They have horns?
Some of them do. The, like, important ones. And they, like, sacrifice people and stuff in the sewers.
They have a class structure based on physical characteristics?
I believe. I don't know. There was just one instance. We didn't talk to them about it or nothing, but, like, it could have been.
And some are, like, more heavily armored than others and more, tough.
Armored?
Yes.
Yeah.
It also seems that they do have at least humanoid, if not entirely human, connections that prowl through the city.
Mm-hmm.
My goodness.
So that is why we do not make we do not announce our hunt to everyone, because their eyes and ears could be above ground.
Yes, as we can see here today.
Could even be in your employ, for all we know.
Excuse me?
Like, you know, one of your guys could be like rat friend or something.
No, of course not. No.
Well, everyone says that until they're being sacrificed to a rat cult.
Mm-hmm. Literally everyone.
Yeah. Heard it all three times.
You've said three people you've known be sacrificed to a rat cult after saying that their assistants could not possibly be part of this evil organization?
I don't know how there's any other way to take what I just said.
All right, so let's reorient. We need to go and get some evidence that this guy is in with the rats.
Okay.
Or the rats are him.
If he's in his office, I propose lying to him to get him out of his office.
I don't see any other way that we have ever gone about anything.
All right. I'm going to lure him away with a unyielding barrage of compliments to flatter his ego.
Ooh.
He will follow me because he knows where the good stuff comes from. And then you guys can go in and get evidence.
I will say I would normally argue against that, but I can think of the last three doctors that we have interacted with. You have done just that, and it has worked every time.
So you're going to head up the room 284?
Nope, 384, you stupid idiot.
Got him.
You're so fast. I forgot what number I said.
I thought I had it right. Will you?
No, 384, you stupid idiot. Sound like one of my 10th graders yelling at each other.
Oh my God, they're so mean to each other.
I mean, this particular group, they're saying it just to be ridiculous because they're like, you're such an idiot. But the one kid keeps insisting that Benjamin Franklin is our 100th president and he's still alive because he's on the $100 bill.
That's a great bet.
I know. But today at lunch, I was like, I can't tell how much of this is shtick and how much he actually thinks is real.
I mean, all the evidence is there. George Washington is on the one. He was the first president. Abraham Lincoln's on the five. He was the fifth president. And 16. Andrew Jackson got killed by a 10-point gun in the back of the head.
10-point book?
Yep. He was our 10th president.
It's like that's like a bit that they would make on What We Do in the Shadows or something.
Mm-hmm, right?
Mm-hmm.
Love that show. So to see.
All right, so you two stay out of sight. I'm going to lure him away.
Okay.
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 Knock, knock, knock.
At 284? Couldn't even keep a straight
Why
face.
Would you do this? Why? Who made you this way?
Yeah, let's take down 284 on the way up, actually. Yeah. Fuck that guy.
Just practice.
So from inside the room, you hear, yes, come in.
Oh, hello, sir or madam. How are you? I noticed you downstairs at the, at the sham that you rightly pointed out was fake rat-headed beastmen. And I wanted to converse with a titan of intellect such as yourself.
Oh.
May I offer you a doctor's cigar and walk through the premises talking about things such as correct penmanship on how to grade your exams and other things of scholarly nature.
I'm going to have you do a challenging gossip test here, or how about charm? Makes more sense. And Webby and everybody else, I want you to all make a difficult minus 10 perception test. Dr. Lindvorm here, you saw him briefly down in the dissection chamber. He's a thin man with a shock of blonde hair, an unruly mustache, and black scholarly robes that look like they're in need of a good clean. Some spectacles on the end of his nose.
I used a fortune point because I got 100.
Uh-oh.
Ooh.
But then I re-rolled into a 10. So we got 4 success levels on a gossip test.
Crushed it.
Oh, I said 5, but it's only 4. I forgot. Difficult.
2 success levels.
Did you do the perception test as well, Webby?
3 success levels on the perception test.
All right. So as you're talking with him briefly, in that time, you all notice that his spectacles are abnormal, in that instead of clear lenses, they seem to be the faintest bit purple.
Are they magic?
You got to channel this, see if you can find any magic.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do.
I have a sense. Magical sense.
He has a name.
And with those that, so you had 4. What do you mean to him?
2.
Lucky, you notice that when he talks, he doesn't open his mouth very wide.
He's a ventriloquist?
But when Webby offers him the cigar, he smiles just enough that you notice he's missing one of his front incisors.
Uh-huh.
Like the dead body.
Oddy, oddy.
That was wearing their own tooth as a
necklace.
Okay. He's like, well, we can discuss here. I'm rather busy at the moment.
No. I succeeded on the gossip test. You misheard me.
That's it's understandable. True. He's like, I'll gladly discuss these things with you, as she is quite a sham, yes. Always chasing after the you know, riding on the coattails of her esteemed father. But she's a crank. We all know it.
Oh.
I totally know it.
So magical sense, I make a average intuition test when I first encounter a spellcaster to see if they're a witch or not.
To see if they're a witch, specifically?
Yeah, if you pass, you sense the target is a witch. Oh. You're able to sense the winds of magic in others. You may attempt an average plus 20 intuition test whenever you encounter a spellcaster.
Okay.
So I can just do that?
Sure.
Okay. Intuition? That's just the regular. Oh, no, that's something I'm great at. 4 to 4. Saying 40, but.
He's not a witch.
What's his highest channeling specialization?
What?
If you score an astounding success, you can also determine the target's channeling specialization.
Oh, he's not a magic user.
Oh, I also didn't get an astounding success, but.
Cheater.
I didn't. I just read the rest of the thing.
I forgot how many is astounding. Oh, that's 6. No, you don't sense any winds of magic around him. Huh, okay. He's a doctor.
I no longer care. Well, yeah, well, let's parlay in the parlance of your parlor.
Very good, yes.
While you guys are here, I told you to keep a distance. I guess this is good to know.
Yeah, I was looking at his tooth, sorry.
I forgot you said this, so I had everybody do that perception test as if you were in the room.
Oh, I'm not actually there. I'm using whispered words to talk to Webby from down the hall like we were supposed to be.
Yeah, that's not distracting. Thanks.
Whispered eyes to see through Webby's while he's in the room. How can I help you? He like gestures, like kind of asking your name without asking your name.
Is he talking to me?
Yes.
Thank you for asking. My name is Dr. Alan D. Webwood. And,
A doctor?
Yes, and I am a notorious bootlicker. I'm trying to ingratiate myself to you so that I may find yourself in your benevolent employ.
Employ?
Indeed. You will need all sorts of sycophants and hangers-on if you want to get ahead in your profession, I know. And I would like to treat you to a... drink and or dinner of your choice.
Oh, dinner?
Yes, you look like a person who eats.
That's very true. Yes, I could do that. Need to finish up a few things here, but in an hour's time, sure.
1 hour exactly. I will be back with tuxedo and tails, but actually just my normal garb.
Oh, very good. Well, thank you, Dr. Webbard.
You are welcome, as far as you know.
Oh, I didn't correct him on his name. That's crazy. You're really
no, I actually said it wrong the first time. Mm-hmm. It's Webb Wood. Mm-hmm. Yep, you incepted me.
Wait, what did you say wrong?
It's Webb Wood. Not Webward. I said it, Webward. Because you incepted me with your GM poison.
I've been saying it wrong this whole time.
Correct.
I mean, we don't say that your last name very often. I thought it was Webword. It's Webwood?
Correct.
This is mind-boggling.
It's written down on my character sheet.
Dude, I feel bad. Oh, I've been saying your character's name wrong. That's not
creepy. Oh, by character sheet, I meant hit list, but...
Actually, like, yeah. Webwood way better, too. All right, so you gave him an ever so slightly different alias that you've been called for over 100 episodes.
Names are just fake anyway. I've been very consistent on this point.
It's true.
Yeah.
All right, team, we got an hour, and then you're going to get all up inside of that doctor office.
Oh, I'm going to put my fingers on all his things.
In that doctor's orifice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's where they work.
Yeah.
The doctor's
orifice. I just want to torture the crap out of this guy.
Oh, yeah.
In this hour that we have until we can search, maybe we should, like, search the rest of the area.
The Collegium?
Yeah.
And check out, like, what his window might be like, if he's got escape paths.
Yeah.
He's on the third floor, so he's got a window, but you figure it's not really, not likely to be used for
escape. That'd be a pretty extreme escape.
Well... Maybe if he has neighbors that are around, or maybe the cafeteria.
What's going to be in the cafeteria?
I don't know. We haven't been there yet.
Okay. All right. Give me an average perception test to represent you kind of skulking around the colleges for an hour. Seeing what there is to see. 63
on average will be 2 success levels.
2 success levels.
No, sir.
Webby? Webwood?
4.
Positive?
Correct.
Wow, that's a lot. So you take a look around here, and you know, the Collegium studies all kinds of different things. You stumble upon the library at one point, but you don't see anything really sticking out that gives you any insight into the current goings-on here.
Well... Just for the heck of it, let's try produce animal and see what the common animals are in this area.
Ooh, good idea.
Maybe there's a bucket of cats somewhere hidden here because they're all coming here. Maybe it's one of them creepy rats. Maybe we'll just fail the cast. You never know.
I was thinking about making it a cat until you said it. And then I was like, well, I don't want to just give him what he said. That's not fun for me.
I thought I stitched all those things together anyway.
Yeah, you made it.
They were dead ones.
Cat of nine flails.
For real.
Cat of nine cats.
Flail of nine cats.
Well, I'm fine just hanging out the rest of this hour.
Sure.
Yeah, is there like a student union we can like get a coffee at or something?
Yeah, you could find a place for lunch or be a real late lunch at this point, but you know, snack like a courtyard you could kind of hang out in and just listen to the birds and whatnot. Probably not many birds, actually, because we're in winter now, but it looks pretty out here. There's a tree covered in snow. It's lightly snowing. So say an hour passes, if you're going to head back up to 384.
Well, just Webby is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Going to take him out to an establishment of some sort.
Are you planning on spending a bunch of money here, or?
I'll pony up to, like... You know, make necessary appearances that he doesn't storm off in a huff.
Okay. Just to keep him out long enough.
Yeah.
Give me one more challenging charm test. He locks up his door and you guys are heading out of the place chatting about, because you can easily keep up with doctor talk because you are an accomplished doctor.
Indeed. I'm going to reroll that with my last fortune point because I am rolling 98.
Well, you're not rolling great today.
Nope, I sure am not. What kind of test is this?
Challenging charm.
Challenging? -1 success level.
All right, so you kind of, stumble upon a few, like, faux pas, like, maybe say something that you think
is... Ask him if I could pet his belly, that kind of thing. Right?
You think it's innocuous, but he takes offense to it a little bit, and he's a bit put off. but he's not like running away from you. And you can head to there's a lot of eateries around the college because they know there's tons of students that are going to need to eat and professors and whatnot. So you can go to a mid-scale place pretty easily right nearby.
I will offer to pay.
And that certainly keeps him around.
Yes. And we can discuss that problematic, I assume, strumpet or other collegiate terms for misogyny.
I love that.
Strumpet.
And that's what I'm doing.
What is Lucky rolling?
Door's unlocked.
Okay. I mean, it wasn't, but I guess it is now.
It is now.
You passed?
Mm-hmm. By one.
Wow. That's too bad. So you unlock the door to his office and head on in?
Hmm?
Then what?
Then I cast Detect Demons.
Okay. You channel for a while first?
No, I'm not going to do that.
You can do some perception tests?
Yeah, my finger is stuck.
I'm also going to be doing perception tests.
I'll say you can make it average because you can have a fair bit of... You think you have a fair bit of time here.
One success level.
Five. Success levels.
Wow. So as you're looking around, it looks pretty mundane. He's got all kinds of scholarly books. You find a number of copies of his treatise on the evils of cats. His little pamphlet that had been distributed for a while. There was a name for it. I lost it. And you see there's also among his books, there's this little bottle with like a cork in it labeled Essence of Cat.
Essence?
I'm sure it's just Essence, but there's an H in the front. Yeah.
Oh.
Of Cat. Okay, it has two T's, which I just think is very funny.
There's two T's.
It's like putting cufflinks on. Like no one actually knows what it's for, but it makes you sound fancy.
Hmm.
Was there a name of that little pamphlet going around? Some of you guys saw it at one point that was like... his argument about this itching pox being created by cats.
Well, that's all?
You investigate his window. It does open, but again, you're on the third story and there's not like a fire escape or anything like that out here. This does not look like a good escape route.
All right. Nothing in his desk or in his papers or in like a false bottom door or like a false up door or like a bookshelf that turns and creates a clue.
You do see some of his writings that look like in a drawer that seem to be more personal nature because they're like anti-Eunice Hash stuff. Like he clearly like hates her.
Okay.
And then
got a mat on.
Looking through those papers, at the bottom of them, you find like a string and you pull that out and there's a tooth hanging on it.
Okay. I'm gonna take that tooth. If I swallow it, I can retrieve it at any time with the string.
That's true.
Good Lord.
Seems like a good safety measure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Well, he had them purple glasses and stuff. I just assumed there'd be, you know, some invisible ink, purple hand, crazy writing, or like a bottle of puppy eyes or something.
Yeah, something like that.
It seems pretty, other than the tooth thing that seems odd because you've come across that before, it seems pretty mundane and boring.
All right. I'm going to channel Detect Demons. I lost the ones unit. There it is. That first one is actually going to be 5 success levels. Wow. I'm just going to go ahead and cast it on the second time and roll a 90. Oh.
A 90 what? A 90 what?
99. I've made like 8 casting rolls this episode and I have passed 3 and I have miscast once. So
you can roll another D100 there for the minor miscast table.
Oh, that's so exciting, actually. That'll be a 68, player don't hate.
68. Cascading Chaos, roll on the major miscast table.
Wait, really?
No, that's a much higher number.
Oh, Jesus. Okay.
Fell Whispers may choose 2 reverse symbols from the symbols table. Pass an average willpower test. Make a willpower test. Average willpower test.
What the hell are you doing in there?
I don't know, man.
You're going to blow up the whole college.
20 cat.
So pass.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so you don't gain a corruption point.
Okay, cool.
So reversed. I'm going to roll 2d10 for this. We've had this one before where just weird stuff happens to you for like a couple days.
A couple days?
Potentially. So first one, I think you got this one before. The symbol is Ulrich. The reversed is range black powder test. Test made to resist prejudice or animosity. So that's almost certainly not going to affect you in any way. And then six is Ace of Hammers. Reversed is ranged any and charm. So what's happening here is this is typically done. So these symbols are associated with making an augury test to like divine the future. Basically, I think what we figured out before without reading through all these rules again is that more or less it's like if you had a bad reading and it affected you poorly, right? So the symbol, you suffer negative one success level penalty to tests that relate to the reversal. So, and how long does that last?
Come on. I just want the sneeze to come out. I was so close that time.
I was wondering what the hell that was about. So you are minus one success level to any range black powder, tests made to resist prejudice, animosity, ranged any, and charm. So your ranged bow and any charm test, you're at minus one success level.
I don't want to play this game anymore.
How long does this last? So you get, so the idea here is that you're misled due to an impaired understanding of the future, where during your miscast, you see glimpses of a false, what you don't know, but what is a false future.
Yikes.
So it's going to be guns and me being not coy?
Yeah, I guess.
Well, shit.
Maybe there's some, maybe, I mean, Mina did hold a gun in your face yesterday and almost shot you. So you maybe did? You see.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Probably because I was being uncharming, playing a coy little joke, pretending I was a zombie.
So coy. So I'm just going to, I'll take some time after episode to figure exactly how long that lasts. I think it's not a short time. I feel like it's like a day or something.
That's dumb.
Well, I mean, if you pass that augury thing, you would be getting bonuses to a bunch of things.
Ah.
Like the opposite, usually. Sort of. But that's a fun miscast. I like that. Nothing immediate. You know, bleeding out of your face this time.
No, or ears and nose and mouth.
But you also don't detect any demons because it didn't work.
Okay. Well, I'm just going to change some of the stuff in his papers then, so it makes it seem like he's kind of sweet on Eunice.
Sweet on Eunice?
Yeah.
No, I mean, he sees her as an academic rival that is not even close to his level.
Not after I think, changed the wording.
I think that Lucky stuff. Has descended into pranking.
I missed that part because I was reading.
Yeah, so like that line of his thing where he's like, oh, she's dumb and a girl is like, oh, she's hot and a girl. I wonder if she's single minded and focused as well as her relationship status.
Oh, it's just the first test you make of that is at minus one success level. Oh,
okay.
So the next charm test you make just minus one success level.
All right, we're going to hold on to that one.
Someday, if we remember, next time you make a ranged bow test, it'll be a minus one success level.
And when I'm fighting animosity against guns or something?
A test to resist prejudice or animosity, which you don't suffer from either currently anyway.
Okay.
You have fear of mutants, but you don't have prejudice or animosity towards them.
I'm not prejudiced against mutants. They're just people like me and you and all the other mutants in our party.
You are like the least prejudice against mutants.
Yeah, they're good people too.
Like in the Empire.
Not their fault, they're mutants.
Besides the Emperor, who said there are no mutants. He doesn't see mutants.
I actually agree. I don't see them as mutants either. I see them as people with sometimes an extra arm.
That's all it is.
Yeah. Happens to fish all the time.
Extra arm?
Yeah.
I honestly just see it as more slab fixing God's mistake for not making dudes with enough arms.
Yeah, that's a good, happens sometimes, that's a good part too.
Just so we're clear, it doesn't need to happen now, but I would like to continue talking to this guy because it just occurred to me that this is somewhere I can away from prying eyes, try to ingratiate myself into the Purple Hand again.
Actually, it seems like a great time for that.
Alrighty, so let's say over dinner, I have you do one more challenging charm test.
You got it. Oh, I pooped. One negative success level.
Oh, I pooped. So you like lay it on a little too thick and follow that up with an average intuition test.
As at that one I passed, one success level.
As you're talking, you realize that this isn't going very well and you actually say, oh, I pooped. And then you get the sense that this guy is like done with you, that he literally says, like, at the end of the dinner, he's like, I have a feeling you are pursuing me for something I do not have the capacity to help you with. But it has been a nice meal. Thank you very much for dinner, Dr. Webwood. And good night. And yeah, he just like, later. Leaves.
Did I have a chance at any point to swap our glasses?
Like your reading glass?
Could I have taken off my spectacles to eat as like a now as men of our status are concerned, we will now put our glasses down so that we can eat uninterrupted by our
No, he doesn't take them off.
Okay. Okay, fair enough.
I was trying to think of a way you could sleight of hand that, but it's like, there's no way.
I was also trying to think of a way to sleight of hand his glasses.
Take his glasses off and put yours on him.
They're kind of on his face, right? Yeah.
And it's not like he wouldn't notice if there was a different prescription, kind of, you know, different type of...
No, once he notices I start running, that was the plan, but it never happened. All right, well, show it goes.
You know, at least someone in our party has absolutely crushed every dinner date they've been on.
Well, all you got from your troubles...
She got a cake that time.
All you got for your troubles was probably getting cheated on later. At least I lured the guy away from his office.
Oh, that's true. He succeeded in the...
In the ploy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we can't lock this back up, by the way. We should scoop.
Okay.
I don't think these lock from the inside like that.
Yeah, right? He gets back and he'll notice it's unlocked.
Yeah.
Collectively, we're a menace to society, you know that?
But it's all for the greater good.
Allegedly.
At least as far as you know. We can say that you had decided on like a meetup place afterwards. Where do we want that to be?
The gymnasium.
What?
It's like an aquarium for people named Jim.
There ain't no gymnasium.
We can go back to the our digs, our fancy person digs.
There's no recreation in the Empire. Don't be silly.
What do you mean? We just watched a tournament of Blitzball or whatever.
Middenball.
There was an entire week of recreational activities that people could peruse.
Yeah, that's over, though. Yeah,
now they got it all out of their system.
Yeah, there was a week of it. It's done now.
Gotcha.
Back to work.
So I guess let's just meet up back at the grass place.
Yeah.
As my dad always says.
That sounds good.
Work, work, work.
I think, was your dad in World of Warcraft?
Your dad Tim Allen, Tim the Toolman Taylor?
He's handy. He built a lot of things in his time. All right. So you meet up back at the palace or just a little bit before the palace. And at this point, you had dinner, you search through here, it's getting dark, because again, it gets dark pretty early this far north and, you know, into winter at this point.
I stole a tooth.
You stole a tooth?
Uh-huh, on a string.
Oh, that's true. Do you show that to Webby?
Yeah, look, I found this tooth on a string.
Well...
It's probably from his face.
It's not nothing, but I guess...
There was nothing in there. Dude has a hard-on against that one lady, and that's about it. And he's also got some cat juice in a bottle on a shelf.
Neither of these things surprise me, given what I know about the chap.
Yeah.
So as you guys are talking about this tooth and whatnot, Lucky, I want you to make a difficult minus 10 channeling test.
Minus 10, two success levels. Four success levels.
You feel and see some winds of Dar coalescing in your area. And suddenly, all three of you feel your soul is flooded with an acute awareness of your broken dreams. Everybody's initiative is currently 10, and suddenly there are a number of figures all around you.
Can I make a will save or?
Nope, not yet.
Can I counter this?
No. Which seems odd to Lucky.
Yeah, it does.
And like, you had the slightest notion something was happening before it started happening. So your initiative is 10. It says, unless it wasn't, if it was not already lower, as your mind turns inward. So the next thing that happens here is Mina. You see this woman come running out of an alley in the darkness at you with a flail. And she's just like, she just goes, where is he? And whoosh, he tries to hit you with this flail. By this spell, it seems like you can still defend yourself.
Does this woman look like Trudy?
No.
Right? Like, oh God, not again.
We got to tell his dead wife that he's dead now too.
Oof.
So it's this, the wording of this spell is not great. So I'll just tell you, on your turn, your movement is going to be randomized. I'm going to roll a D4 to see what your movement characteristic is for the turn.
Okay.
And it says, as the character bemoans life, lewdly telling all what should have been as hands are flung in the air. Further, a target can only perform an action if you pass a challenging cool test. If you fail, you are far too busy bemoaning what could have been to do anything else.
So cool test, and then I can try to defend against the attack?
It only says it to perform an action.
Okay.
So I think it makes sense to do that to see if you're able to defend yourself, yeah.
Okay.
So quick, give me, I know there'll be a lot of extra tests, but do a quick challenging cool test.
Four success levels.
Okay, so I'll say you are able, you're with it enough to be able to defend yourself.
Okay. I think dodge makes the most sense because we were having dinner, right? At the...
No, I already ate.
You were walking back to your place.
I wouldn't have my sword out though, so like, you know, I'm not going to melee parry.
Okay, so you're going to try to dodge her swing of a flail.
Stands to reason.
Five success levels.
She's kind of good at everything, isn't she?
Right.
I am until I'm not, and then it's bad.
All right, I'd put a token out for this woman here on the map.
Ooh.
Yeah, she's got a cool look.
She cute.
Well, she looks crazy.
Yeah, she does.
I'm going to count her as charging here. Ah, nuts. She rolled nice. So you gain an advantage as her swing of this flail goes wide, unfortunately. And then this man just kind of saunters out with a long dagger. X-Men fans might recognize him a little bit. He looks like
the Shadow King,
the fashion designer that works with Emma all the time. I had his
left.
He's looks got like four an arms. Actual baby.
Yeah, he looks like an actual baby. He's got absolutely no hair on his face except for eyebrow. Does he even have eyebrows, actually? He might not have eyebrows.
He's got like a Gerber baby corpulent face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And he just kind of saunters out and draws a sword and stabs at Webby with it. So Webby, you can make a challenging cool test to see if you can defend yourself. While you're doing that...
Five success levels.
Wow. Okay, so you're able to defend yourself. I've seen her live. Mina, I need you to make a challenging endurance test.
Zero positive success levels.
Okay. So this guy stabs at Webby. You can defend yourself.
Can I charm?
I'm going to say you can, but it's going to be a hard minus 20 test.
It's better than my dodge.
Wow.
Four success levels.
Okay, so you gain an advantage for dodging because...
Oh, you're looking for the wrong guy. I'm a different handsome man.
Foundry does not like to roll well for me. And then behind them come a number of other kind of nondescript people They don't seem nearly as interesting. And one of them comes up to Lucky. So give me a challenging cool test.
I'm cool as balls. Never mind.
-4.
-4. So you are consumed with... let me read how this was worded again. Far too busy bemoaning what could have been to do anything else. So as your mind turns inward onto broken dreams, you see yourself not here in the streets of Mindenheim being attacked, but at a traveling stall, little wagon.
Yeah.
You can drop the sides down and there's like lettering on it.
Huh?
To sell little potions and perfumes and things with your dad.
Okay, cool.
As one of these other people stab you, so I'm going to have this just be an opposed test.
But stabbing hurts people.
It does. It kills people, Charlie. And there we go. We got 9 damage to your right arm.
But that's going to hurt me. Okay.
And then another one's going to come out and try to stab Mina. He's now outnumbering you 2-1.
Do I need to make another cool test?
No, I'm going to say it'll be okay. No, I think you should make it every time.
Okay. -1.
All right, so you take 12 damage to the head as a sword clangs into your helmet. Oh. I think you have some kind of helmet on.
No.
And then same thing, another one runs up to Lucky.
Well, what the hell?
And then you're going to get one more a cool test here. See if you can defend yourself.
Oh, nice. 11. So that's... this was just challenging. 4 success levels.
Okay. All right. So you snap back to it and you're here, but things are like fuzzy and weird and like kind of like, you know, the darkness is kind of pulling in around the edges. But you are able to attempt to defend yourself.
Yeah, I'll try to defend myself.
Hey.
44. That's a crit.
All right. So reroll to see where you hit.
The 26. The right arm. Oh, that's where I got stabbed.
All righty. So then roll me in one more to see what the crit effect is.
82.
And I already have the critical hit charts up because I remembered for once.
Look at this.
And I already forgot what number you said, though.
82.
That's pretty high. You give him a deep cut. This guy takes 3 automatic damage.
Yeah, but that's a hell of a good cut for a staff.
you hit him so hard it just splits the skin open.
Hell yeah.
And gains 2 bleeding conditions. And gains a stunned and a torn muscle minor. Must pass a hard endurance test or go unconscious. Good. To the arm? Wow. Okay.
You know how that hurts so bad? You gotta be like, ugh.
Good thing they don't have endurance. Oh, he passed it. 3 success levels. So that, I forgot to make it hard, but he passed it then. So he doesn't go unconscious, but he is bleeding twice and stunned for the moment. Which is kind of wild. I always forget which one's the stunned. Oh, that's right. It's got the like woo-hoo-hoo around the head. And then one last guy comes out and does the same thing at Webby. So give me one more challenging cool test.
Oh, he still gets, as much as I hate this, he still does get his attack against me unless the stun like supersedes his thing.
He rolled a 98, so it was an auto fail.
Okay.
So make sure you give yourself an advantage.
Consider it down.
1 success level.
All right, so you're gonna take 12 damage to the right.
Nope, arm. That was for the cool test.
Oh, you're right.
And now,
okay, now you can defend yourself.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Fair.
Uh-oh.
Ruh-roh.
You said I was about to take 12.
I have 6 positive success levels.
Bleh.
You rolled a 5.
Oh, I rolled bad.
Would you like to consult one of these dark gods?
Let me see here. What is the corruption? How does corruption work again?
Once you have more than your toughness bonus plus willpower bonus, you need to test to see if you start to mutate.
Oh boy. Now just take it.
So how many negatives you got?
One.
Okay. So 14 damage to the right arm.
Ow.
Of course, minus any toughness, or I'm sure you don't have armor, but...
I have a chainmail coat.
Oh, nice. Okay.
No, I don't.
You guys are such liars. All the time. And I always
I'm wearing fancy duds.
Trust you too much.
Fancy king.
So in the dark streets of Middenheim, with the snow lightly falling, suddenly you are surrounded by who knows who. They cast some weird spell on you. And things are not looking great here. So we'll see how that goes in 265. Is any gonna be alive?
Doubt it.
It's not looking good.
Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed this show, check out all the other great shows here at the Professional Casual Network. Like what, Danny?
I'll tell you. On Mondays, we've got the Lost Omens podcast, our Pathfinder 2E actual play, hosted by me, playing through the Extinction Curse AP. Also, streaming on twitch.tv/professionalcasualnetwork at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, you can check out, oh yeah, The Power Phase, our Marvel Crisis Protocol live battle report show. On Tuesdays, the podcast version of Wait, Did I Roll a Wild? Our Marvel Crisis Protocol Povlog is available. On Wednesdays, alternating releases on the Patreon, we have Settling the Southlands, our homebrew Wolforp actual play, and The Slithering, a Pathfinder 2nd Edition actual play. And on Thursdays, live at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on twitch.tv/professionalcasualnetwork, we've got Wait, Did I Roll a Wild? Our Marvel Crisis Protocol Povlog.
You can also check out back episodes of Elite Eight Showdown and the first 39 episodes of the Lost Omens podcast, the first 24 episodes of Settling the Southlands, and the first handful of episodes of The Slithering on the YouTube at youtube.com/theprofessionalcasual.